Hello, friends. Welcome to our newest episode of the Empowered Together podcast and video show on incandescentwomen.com. It's also on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV, as well as Spotify, Apple, and iHeartRadio. Today, we are thrilled to talk with one of our newest members, a dear old friend of mine, award-winning photographer Kimberly Brundage. Kim and I met in Richmond, Virginia, shortly after I moved there in 2014. We were in a women's group and like sparks flew, and we have been good friends ever since. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of Incandescent, where I am never ceased to be amazed by the truly amazing women that I get to be friends with and know and interview. So Kim, you are on an adventure of a lifetime. Right now you are in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We have that in common. We actually went to the Cowgirl Cafe together for the first time when I lived there a few years ago. And tell us what has brought you to Santa Fe.
Oh, I just love Santa Fe and all the textures and colors and the artists. And it's just such a cool place. I love their farmers market and their art market. Just there's so much creativity bubbling here.
Yeah, which jives totally with you. But I want you to get into the why you're there, because what happened during the pandemic?
Yeah, in 2020, my husband and I decided to sell everything and we hit the road in our RV, and we've been doing it for 4+ years ever since. And we really enjoy it, love exploring and living simply. That was another intentional opportunity that we took.
Which is super cool. And I keep wanting you to write a book about this, and I want to publish it because it's so fascinating. The photos you take are breathtaking. Like from Santa Fe, you said you're going to Colorado. Tell us some places that you've been, and we have to share pictures of the RV and some of the pictures that you've taken.
Thank you. We've been as far south as Florida and the Everglades and the Dry Tortugas National Park. That was really cool. And then we've been as far west as Arizona. We spend the week this winters in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we did take a weekend trip and go to Joshua Tree National Park. I really like checking out the national parks. And then we're also big mountain bikers, so we love mountain biking wherever we can, and so do have some unique scenery. And last summer we were in Montana, magical Montana. That was such a treat. We were an hour outside Yellowstone National Park, and then we got to drive down to the Grand Tetons and further, and just really got to enjoy that and stay in the same place Ansel Adams did. So it's just so cool to see, you know, the animals and their elk rut and the moose, and it's just really, really amazing. So just feel grateful to have this opportunity to be able to do it while we're young enough to really enjoy it and not wait for retirement. And we just, it's really cool. So
it's awesome. Well, we're going to have to do a whole podcast on that and show your images. I think that's a documentary, actually. But tell us more about your work as a photographer. So you do these fun headshot parties, but really you are well known and have won awards for being a branding photographer. So talk a little bit about your work and the women you have worked with, and men and children.
Yeah. So I always wanted to be a photographer since I was in seventh grade, and I didn't feel like it was a thing, that career that I could do. And so I just squelched it for 20+ years until my son was born. And then that voice got in louder and louder, like, this is what I want to do. This is what makes me happy. And so the other thing that was also a pivotal point for me was I didn't tell my husband or my son what I was doing. And I went into my studio and locked the door and was practicing taking self-portraits. And I, at age 44, is the first time I saw my beauty. And I was like, wow, I want to share this with other people. Like, once you understand posing and lighting, you can do a lot of amazing things. And so I did that, and that's my mission, is to offer a transformational experience where people feel and see their beauty. We see everyone else's, but we don't see ourselves.
Yeah, and you make that come out. You have other people working with you to do makeup and styling and hair and all that great stuff. So that
and wardrobe. Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. And you do this across the country, which is really cool. And a lot in Richmond where you hub up and people can come and book headshots with you, but other things, branding.
Yeah.
And you also shoot magazine covers. And
So tell
us about the breadth of your work.
Yeah, I mean, you covered it. You really covered it. The other only other part that I just really enjoy doing is giving talks to young girls about body image and confidence. And I think that that's so important. I've also done it for adult women too. And, you know, there's always tears because we've gotten so, you know, flagellated by the media and maybe our mothers or aunts or grandmothers, you know, telling us that we weren't good enough. And so how we were and we had to be a certain way. And if we didn't meet that parameter, then we fell out of that beauty standard. And so there's always something to criticize yourself about, and other people won't see it necessarily, but you do. And you just, our brain has that negative bias. And so we focus on that negativity. It's really easy to do, sadly.
Very sadly. And, but you make everyone look beautiful and feel beautiful just because of the energy that you bring to the party. And it's a wonderful party that you have, whether it's a personal branding shoot or a corporate branding shoot or it's a, but I would love to talk more about the work you do with young girls. Tell us about, because we've talked about Incandescent Kids is one of our new programs at Incandescent.
Yes.
I want you to teach that class about teaching girls to appreciate who they are for whatever skin they're in.
Right, right. Yeah, that body image and confidence is so important to have that foundation. And I talk about the photography lens through there and how, you know, what we see is not what reality is necessarily. And we are comparing ourselves to that. And then I also talk about, you know, how we are conditioned to believe this about ourselves. And then we also talk, peel back the layer of too, like, where is that self-talk coming from inside of you that you're saying? And then we talk about what we like about our bodies. And that is such a beautiful experience when people can actually have a space, because we all talk negative about our bodies. Oh, we don't like this, we don't like that. But, you know, we don't say, oh my gosh, I just love my hair. My hair, you know, is my thing or whatever. And so, or my nails or whatever, you know, makes your jam. So that is a beautiful experience. And I had one gal who was in eighth grade at the time, and she wrote me a letter and she said that she used to get dressed in the dark and she would not look in the mirror, so she wouldn't be able to see in the mirror or anything. And if you saw her, you would think she was the perfect eighth grade person, body, whatever. And she, afterwards, she said she got dressed in the light and now she's pursuing a law degree.
Oh my God. So,
yeah. Right. I know, your heart just breaks for them. And so, you know, just to have that opportunity to change that negative self-talk and giving them the power to own that, because we do it automatically. We don't think about it and we're fighting with ourselves all day long. And, you know, I've had other gals tell me, you know, she was a dancer, so her thighs were such a focus. And she was like, oh, well, all these people gave me compliments on my thighs. Maybe my thighs aren't an issue. Maybe it's just me thinking they're an issue. And so she was able to let that go.
So talk a little bit about the branding. So your mission is to make people love their bodies, love themselves, look beautiful on camera. And you're so skilled at it. Your photography is magnificent. You've won awards.
Thank you.
You've been in galleries and shows. And I want you to talk a little bit about some of the stuff you did in Richmond because it's really remarkable. What's under it? What do you think is like bugging women? It's the self-talk, but what do you think it is that keeps us from just going, well, that's BS, you know, whatever you think, what you want. I know who I am, right? Why isn't that kind of the moral compass that we have about our bodies?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I think, we're all born and when we're little girls, little boys, we're so cute, especially little girls get all this attention. And then at one point, I don't know if it's 4 or 5, you don't get that adulation that you used to get. And, you start getting these rules. And then when you hit puberty, then everyone's like watching your body and how you develop. And it's a really self-conscious time. It's a really confusing time too, because you're not asking to become a woman yet. It just happens. And then, people are making a comment on your breast size and your hips. And then it just feels really weird and uncomfortable because like your friends, your parents' friends are making comments and you're like, what is that about? And then you see other people developing at different stages than you are. And it just becomes a really confusing time. And we were all taught to compare. So I think that naturally just happens. And then if you have a critical mother or a critical father, critical people in your family, maybe you have a brother who teases you and, is not nice. And then you just like take that all in and own it. And see, that is the truth. Like maybe my family tells me the truth and everyone else thinks I have these huge hips, and it's just like no one cares, but we make it a really big issue in our heads and, it affects your self-esteem and then your self-esteem is affected. So you don't get the job. You tolerate things in the workforce that you wouldn't have tolerated if you had higher self-esteem. And maybe you marry someone that doesn't value you like you should be valued and cherished. And then you have kids with that person because you think that's what you're supposed to do. And it just becomes this huge domino effect of people making choices that aren't in their best interest because they're trying to get along. And we're, as women, we're very much conditioned to please.
So, what is your message to women? Because you've shot, I can't even imagine how many hundreds of photos you've taken of women
Yeah.
over the years. So, what would
Yeah.
be your wish? What would you like to tell women?
That they're beautiful and we have all our own beauty. And I think that if we all believed that and owned it, then we would show up in the world in a different way, stronger and with more compassion. Because when you don't feel good about yourself, you're not as kind to other people as you could be too, because that's gonna come out, I believe. Like one time, I used to, you walk through the airport and you criticize other people for how they're dressed and you see the whole gamut and you go, fly. And now, it's like, oh, good for her. She can pull that off. She enjoys it. She thinks she looks good. Like, good for her. You go, girl. And I compliment strangers all the time. It's just, it's not, it feels so much better because I feel better about myself.
Yeah, right. That self-fulfilling prophecy where when we love ourselves, we can, that love just is so much better. I see it as a massage therapist, how people hold their bodies and how, where they have
Yes.
pain and they're so vulnerable. Like I sometimes can't believe, someone's letting me touch them,
Right,
strangers, that
right.
unearned
Yeah.
intimacy, as my friend, also a photographer, Steve Barrett, has coined, and I've never forgotten that. Because it really is, people let their guard down, they let themselves, well, but I think they do it mostly when they know that they're in a safe space, like with you,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
Created these beings.
Right. Yeah, it needs to be a safe place and in space. And it also, I feel like the biggest compliment I get is that I photograph someone's essence.
Yes, you so do.
So I just had a 79-year-old woman fly from Naples, Florida to Scottsdale, Arizona for her branding session with me. And she got 50 images and we did, different, and you get 5 outfits and they just have different looks and we did different locations and she just radiates, beauty and bliss and joy and compassion. And I got to see her daughters recently and they were so happy with the images because they really portrayed her. And she's a therapist and she's out there still putting out that love and support that she offers her clients. And she's not slowing down. She's like, I've got all these certifications. I want to reinvent myself. I want to have a website and I want to help more people. And so that's what was her motivation to do the branding session.
That's awesome. And you just sent out a newsletter talking about our mutual friend Lisa up in the tree. Tell us about that. That is so cool.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lisa just celebrated her 65th birthday. It was a milestone birthday. And so we went to Lewis Ginter in Richmond and she climbed a tree and we took a picture in there. So that was really cool. And we got to play with bubbles and we got to do all kinds of cool things. So, it was just really fun to be. I've had the opportunity to photograph her before for business and she's on her, opportunity to retire. And so she's like, okay, this is what I want to do, be all about me and, have fun and be excited about my next journey.
So cool. And you are the
Yeah.
vehicle, the camera that's capturing the essence of these gorgeous, gorgeous humans, which is so fun.
Yeah, I feel so honored to be able to do that.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
cool. All right. So tell us, we can see on the screen here how to get in touch
Yeah.
with you, kimrundage.com, and on Facebook and on LinkedIn, of course. So what's next for you guys? So you're in Santa Fe right now. You're on your way to Colorado in a
To
couple of
Denver, Colorado. Yep, in a week or so. And then I'll be back in Richmond in June, the first week of June. And hopefully I can stir up some opportunities for collaboration in Denver this summer. I'll be there till mid-September and be back in Scottsdale. So there's, and people fly to me and I can fly to them. Like there's all kinds of opportunities to collaborate together.
so exciting. And as a member of the Empowered Together Network, you're going to teach some classes. So tell us about what
Yes.
we can expect.
Yes, I love teaching about body image and confidence. And then I also teach about iPhone photography tips. So those are things like, the camera. We've got great cameras with our iPhones. And, let's use them better so that you can take better pictures and understand a few key concepts. And it makes a difference because you could be taking some pictures for your Instagram on the fly and how you do that. And you'll get better quality. When you have better quality images, you get higher engagement.
Awesome. Well, I am so excited to A, be your friend because I am a big fan of yours.
Yeah,
Love
thank
you
you. I
for so
loved
many
our time
reasons.
together.
Yes. And I'm excited that you're going to
Yeah.
teach our classes. So the
Yeah.
Empowered Together Network, the whole goal is we're pining for the future we wish to see. So PINE,
Yep.
promotion, which is what these 20-minute interviews are all about, inspiration,
Yeah.
networking, and educating each other. So lots of networking groups out there. You and I have been a part of many of them. And now we're
Yes.
creating our own so that we can really connect in it a really profound way, especially in this time of ultimate change in 2025, trying to figure out how we
Yes.
can all stay sane and connected because it's the tribe, right? It's the heart tribe.
Yep, that's what we need. I appreciate you creating such a safe group to be able to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, my honor. I read something today about when you feel like things are just crazy and out of control, the wise thing to do is create and help other people, right?
Yes,
But
yes,
so
yes.
I feel like that's what we're all doing. And with my co-founder Cynthia De Lorenzi, who I adore, and our board, Alina Z, a life chef, and
Okay.
us up in Canada. That we have, they were the first women that came to our inaugural meeting, and they became our board of directors. And now we're bringing in amazing women like you. So we're
Oh,
very,
thank you.
So
I'm
very cool.
excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you too. And I can't wait to tell more people about your adventure and how you had the courage to sell everything and get in a van with your husband and just travel around the country, which is so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
More stories to come. You are me.
Yes.
Amazing photographer, award-winning brand photographer, kimbrundage.com. Check her out. Book a session. She's a rock star. All right, Fred. Thank you,
Thank
Kim. Have
you.
fun in Santa Fe. Tell Georgia O'Keefe I said hi.
I will. I will.
And we'll talk to you all soon.